The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
It is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Well, right now, it's just Chuck. Chuck's not your cup of tea. There's no Billy here. So, yeah. All right. Let's get the show on the road here, you know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah, there's that Benny Hill music. I like that stuff. That's pretty good stuff right there. So, all right. Let's get this show on the road here. Can't hear myself, and I don't know why. Turn that down, and there we go. Maybe. Anyways, so welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. I'm Chuck, alone. Hope everyone had a good Christmas. But anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield, W and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. All right. So anyways, I hope everyone had an amazing Christmas, amazing New Year's. I didn't, because, you know, it was terrible. I had like no, oh, how do I say this? Let's see. It started off good. It started off all right, where everything was good, you know, it was fine. And then the next day I decided, hey, my body decided, hey, you have the stomach bug. Yeah, that was fun. And then after that, my body decided to say, hey, I'm going to give you the flu, which was awesome. But that's all taken care of now. I'm not yakking up anything or dying or, you know, whatever. But, you know, hey, it is what it is, correct? You know, it's life, you know, things happen. I think I caught it from somebody because we went over to a friend's house to say hi, you know, and watch presents be given and stuff like that. And someone told me, hey, she's got the stomach bug. She doesn't want to give everyone a hug. Now, me being married to a Latina woman, you know, you got to give people a hug, the kiss on the cheek, you know, stuff like that. I did that out of respect because that's what you do. It was probably the biggest mistake I ever made. Not greeting her, but I got sick. It was a dog. It was terrible. It was horrendous, actually. It was just not, ugh. Like, I don't like the stomach bug thing. I don't like any of that. And then getting the flu on top of it at the exact same time was like, seriously, it's like sneeze, cough, vomit. It didn't make any sense. It was like, hey, a 2-for-1 deal, you know? But and it wasn't the 2-for-1 deal I wanted. That's for sure. But hey, right? Whatever. You know, I'm here. I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling good. But just a heads up, I may be doing a different show here. I don't know if any of you ever listened to AI created music. Yeah, some people are like, oh, it's not music. Well, you know, it's music. It's still music. So I'm going to try, check that out, see if I can do that. I'm going to try and do that. Maybe. We'll see. It depends on how this goes. Yeah, so New Year's was fun, I guess. I mean, Christmas Eve was all right. I mean, I didn't really do anything. I stayed home because I didn't want to. I didn't feel right. I didn't feel right on New Year's. The funny thing is I didn't feel right on Christmas Eve, just before Christmas. And I was just like, it was like literally right after I ate food. And I was like, oh, God, and like that. But, you know, I figured I ate too much, right? But no, that wasn't it. And then the next day was like, ta-da. Guess where you're going? You're going to the throne. And ugh. But anyways, it's not a fun deal. I can tell you that much. But anyways, New Year's Eve, bored out of my mind. I don't really care for New Year's Eve. The reason why I don't is because to me, it's just another day. It's just another day where you have to deal with stuff and you're like, oh, yay, look, it's another day of more hectic things that I have to do. But yeah, that's life, right? It's life. It's just another year. It's just another, it's not a go out and party type moment for me. It's not. It's just I don't want to go and get all watch people get. Well, I think it's funny when people get hammered, but I mean, I guess it's funny. I guess I would watch it, but you know, you got the ones that are just belligerent. And you don't want to deal with that, so you're just kind of like, I'm not interested, and I wasn't, and I don't really care. I know a lot of people like to celebrate New Year's. They like it. It's a huge thing for some people. It's not my deal, man. It's not my deal. I just don't like it. But the one thing I did want to mention is I wanted to congratulate the two winners that won just before Christmas, winning the gift cards. Just congratulations again. Hope you guys had a good time with them. Hope it was worth what was given to you, because, you know, awesome, right? And it's funny because it's weird. I'm going to school. I know you guys are like, wait, you're old. Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to school because I want to go to college. I want to go to college. Not a bachelor's degree, but, whatever the other one is. I can't even think. Wow. It's sad. What is it? Oh, it's driving me nuts now. I know what it is. It's just whatever. I don't know. Anyways, it's one of those things. I want to get one of those. Are you ready for this? I want to be a therapist. Yeah. Yeah. The most unorthodox therapist you'll ever talk to. I'm not one of those ones where you sit there and you cross your legs and you get that little yellow notepad and you have them lay on the couch and you completely ignore them. I'm sorry, there's a few out there that just don't care. Where they just lay there and they're like, yeah, so how's that make you feel? Yeah, you must hurt. Yeah, oh. And then they're playing with their phone, like shopping on Amazon at the same time. And you're like, what? You can't see them because you're back too. And they're just like writing things down like, what do I need for dinner? I need to buy things for the, I got to get eggs. You know, they're writing that list down and then, that you never see the things they write down because you know that's what they're doing. That's how I feel. But me, if I ever get that opportunity to be a therapist, to help people out, which I've always wanted to do, I'm going to be the most unorthodox therapist ever, okay? I'm going to look you in the face and talk to you. I'm not going to put my face in a notepad and write things down because I don't need to. I don't want to. I want to listen to everything you have to say because in my eyes, that's respectful, right? Sweet. But, you know, hey, you know, I got to do something, right? Don't get me wrong. I love doing radio. That's one of my biggest things I love doing is radio. I love doing this. That's why I'm going to try and start my my other show, punch it up. To have people, I want people to listen to AI music only because there's a lot of them out there that's really good. Excuse me. Like you got the ones where the algorithms are some of them are like robotic and they're not that great. But the one that I use is phenomenal. It actually sounds like there's no like weird twanging noise. And there's some AIs that actually will play the song, finish the song, and then continue the song after it's over. I hate that. I've used a few AIs that have done that where I write the song and I'm like, oh, it sounded really good. And then at the end, it's like, no. It just continues. like in the middle of a chorus, and you're like, huh? No. And I'm not wasting my time editing that out. I refuse. I'm just, no. Either you do it right or don't, you know? So the one that I use is phenomenal. So that is top notch. There, I have a few songs that I've written. I listen to them all the time. It's fun. I love writing songs. It's something that it's kind of like a hobby. You know what I mean? I guess you'd call it a hobby. Would you call it a hobby? The way people think of hobbies are like building model airplanes and cars, or, you know, painting like little figures. You know, I got friends that do that. I love it. It's great. But I'm saying that that's an amazing hobby. I mean, I don't know if songwriting's a hobby. I don't know if you consider that a hobby or not. I mean, would you really a hobby? I don't know. Maybe not. I think it's more of a just got to do it thing. Only reason why I'll say I don't consider it a hobby is because you don't do it every day. And I'm not saying people that have a hobby do it every day. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's a few out there, but like you got like I was saying, you build model airplanes and stuff like that. That's a hobby you would do almost, I wouldn't say almost every day, maybe every other day, but you want to get it finished. Songs to me, I don't consider it a hobby because I don't do it every day. I have it right here and I write it down immediately. Like it's a boom. I got to write it down. If I don't write it down, I'm never going to remember it because, you know, I got that pre-Alzheimer's thing going on. So or the pre-dementia. I don't know which one's which. it's one of them. I'm not sure which, but one of them I have. It's because it's obnoxious where I'm like, oh, that's a good lyric. And then I'll go, what was it? I totally forget. Because if I don't write it down, I'm going to forget. It's like a list. Like a list for stuff you need at the grocery store. If you don't write it down, you're going to forget. And it's the truth. Like, there's times where I go to the store and my wife will tell me, hey, I need you to get this, 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 and this. And I go, text that to me because I'm never going to remember. And it's funny because even if she does text it to me, I'll be like, duh. And there's times where I actually remember everything. And it's such a miracle. Like, it's such a miracle. And I'm so proud of myself. I feel like I should get a cookie or a lollipop, something. You know, like they used to give lollipops at the bank. When you were a kid. I mean, yeah, they do it now, but you feel weird and awkward taking a lollipop from the jar. You're like, and you don't do it. And you, like, you see a kid and you're like, oh, I want to give this to my nephew. And there's no kid there is even related to you. You just grab it because you're like, yeah, he's in the car. Yeah. And then you, not paying attention, you rip the wrapper off and you start eating it. And then you're like, dang it. And they're like, yeah, it's for your nephew, huh? Liar. You know, but it's the way it is. It's the way it is. It's the way it is. So this is, I don't even know how to explain this. So if, I just want you all to be interested in the, like, I want you all to be interested in the AI music. I want you to listen to it. I want you to give it a chance. And like I said, the music that I write, you can actually download the songs from the page that I do my music from. And this is not going to be like it's not going to be just one genre of music. It's just going to be a mix. Like, there's going to be country. There's going to be like alternative, which I can't stand. But you know what? I got to do it for the people that like that stuff. There's going to be metal, there's going to be heavy metal, there's going to be, you know, rock, there's going to be 80s music, the 80s style, there's going to be all kinds. And I just want you to give it a chance. And like I said, you can actually, if you get a chance to go on my page, I'm going to create a page for this. I'm not going to give you the name of it yet because I don't really know. But I'm going to create a page, and if I create the page, and if you guys want to download the song, I will post the song on the page, the ones that I play, and you guys can, you know, go to the page that you click on the song, you go to the page, and you can actually download the music. So, I mean, you can have my stuff for free. It's fine. I don't mind. I want to hear you playing it and bumping it in your car and stuff like that. Would be phenomenal. I have posted a few on my own, but you know, you got those people out there that you think your friends want to listen to it, but they don't because they don't care. So it's like, thanks, appreciate the you know, the support, really do. But it's okay. It's fine. I don't need the support. I like my music. I'm just going to listen to it myself. If you don't want to support it, I really don't care. I don't. If you don't want to, I'm fine with that. I don't get angry about it. You feel free. You do your thing. I'll do mine. So, yeah. So, it's 2026 now. It's only been, what, 7 days? And I already hate it. No, I don't. I don't hate it. There's no reason to. I mean, you got football. You got football playoffs coming. I'm excited. Again, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. I hope the Packers beat the Bears because I hate the Bears. Okay, period. I can't stand that team. I just hate them. I don't know what it is. I hate them. Just hate them. It's like the Red Sox. I don't like them either. I know there's all, oh God, you're in Massachusetts. Whatever. I don't like them anyways. But the funny thing is I can hate the team, but I don't hate players. That's the part that's weird to me. Where I will literally wear a jersey of a player that I think is awesome. Don't get me wrong, you won't catch me dead in a Red Sox jersey or a Chicago Bears jersey. But if I like the player, I'll let you know. I'm not going to wear it. But, you know, I won't wear the hat either. So... I don't wear a logo that looks like a toilet seat, which is the Chicago Bears. That's just, and of course, all my friends that are probably listening that are Chicago Bears fans are like, yeah, but who won the division? Yeah, but you still stink. So it doesn't matter. You ain't nothing until you actually prove it. That's my opinion. I've already said this before. But yeah, it's playoff time, man. It's playoff time. I'm excited. I don't know. I think it's okay. There's probably a lot of haters out there, a lot of Chief haters. It's just weird not seeing the Chiefs in there, but it's weird also seeing the Patriots in there now, which is hilarious because they couldn't win a game to save their lives after Brady left, and now they're like, boom, they got a good QB, they got a good team. I mean, hey, you never know, right? But all my everything that I've seen so far is the Chicago Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. Doubt it. Okay, I highly doubt it. With the teams that are out there, I highly doubt it. You guys they're good. Don't get me wrong. As much as I hate the team, they're a good team. Okay, but they're not going to win the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. There was fuzz. Sorry, I didn't spit on it. I promise. It just fuzz. But I don't see that happening. I honestly don't know who I think is going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, the Seahawks are pretty good. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they are pretty good. They got a pretty good D. Pretty good defense. Their offense ain't too bad. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win it. But I don't know who created this... the playoff, there's this one I seen on Facebook, and it was a playoff, right? And it said the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers. No, because they're in the same division. How is that going to happen? Sorry, whoever made this, you need to fix it, because that's not going to happen, bro. But, you know, that's the way it is. It's playoff time. It's ready. I don't know if there's any more college football championship games going on. I didn't get to watch any this year. I wanted to watch a few, but I didn't get to watch any, which is depressing because it's just depressing. But we'll see. We'll see. Usually if there's any left, it's like the teams that are terrible. And it's like, well, you got March Madness coming, right? Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Go North Carolina Tar Heels, even though they're terrible. But what they got, the NIT, the NIT tournament. I call that the not in tournament tournament. You know, the Sweet 16, they can't get in there, which is hilarious. I call it the not in tournament tournament because you didn't make it. You're not good enough. And everybody's like, you're so mean, man. I'm like, hey, well, if you call it the NIT and it's not in tournament, you're not in the tournament. But we'll see. We'll see who's going to win. I mean, if there's anybody out there, I know we got our page on Facebook. You guys can literally post or message and state, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Please. I will literally say it on air next week. Who said it? And who's predicting the Super Bowl? What's going to happen? Who's going to be in it? What's the score? If you guys can do any of that, that would be awesome. Like, just literally go on our page and just be like, I think this person, these guys are going to win the Super Bowl, like 35 to 22, whatever. Yeah, just throw it up there because I want to throw out some ideas. You know, I think it'd be awesome. And be like, hey, these guys could win the Super Bowl. I just don't see the Bears doing it, guys. I'm sorry. I don't. Yeah, they're a good team, but I don't see them doing it. I don't even see my team doing it. My team is terrible. Like, they can't even win a game. Like, I don't know who the quarterback was last week. Why did you even put him in? Why? Yeah, our two quarterbacks were out. But this guy, you guys would have been better off with Colin Kaepernick. Like, seriously. Or Ryan Leaf. Remember that guy? Oh, my God. He got drafted number one. Worst quarterback on the planet. That dude was a bust, like a huge bust, and was hilarious. Nobody liked him. He was terrible. And I think he retired like after 2-3 years. You should retire. No, I mean, why retire? Just quit. You're terrible. It's not that I'd say I would be able to make the NFL. I'd fall apart. I'd break a hip, like an ankle, a toe. A limb, something. Like, I would back up and I'd be at snap. Not in this day and age. Those guys hit way too hard. No, thank you. Don't get me wrong, I played football. I don't think I could take it anymore. I'd be like the first 50-year-old dude out there. It would be hilarious. Hey, isn't, what's that guy's name? Foles? Isn't he still playing? I think he is. I think he signed with somebody. No. It was the dude that used to play for the Chargers. He signed with somebody. I can't remember his name. I know his name. It's right here, but the brain doesn't work and the mouth won't let me speak it. So, yeah, so that's not going to happen right now. But I heard he did pretty good, I guess. He wasn't doing too bad. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that's like 120. Well, Aaron Rodgers, he's like almost 50. I don't think he's going to play next year. He might. I mean, he did pretty decent this year. He didn't do too bad. He did better with the Steelers than he did with the Jets. Well, you got to remember, it's the Jets. No, who likes the Jets? I'm sorry if you do. Like, he was horrible. First game when he got traded, tore his ACL. Hilarious, or his Achilles. I don't know. One of them. It doesn't matter. He tore something. And it was hilarious. And he was my quarterback. And he was just being a whiner. And he was like in his retreat, you know, focusing on himself and whatever, dude. Seriously, whatever. But you know, hey, it is what it is, right? You can't really say much for a guy. I think he's 48. For a guy that's 48 years old and still playing the game. I'm surprised Tom Brady hasn't come out of retirement to play with the Browns or somebody so he can help them win a Super Bowl. Or you mean the refs can help him win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm talking about, all you haters out there. You know what I mean. I'm kidding. Just kidding. It's a joke. Don't get all upset. Like I said, there's players I don't like and there's players that I like. Well, that's not true. There's players I like all players. I just like sports in general. I never liked Tom Brady, but you know what? He's a good player. Can't deny it. I try to, but I can't. It's impossible. But, you know, we will. Definitely. I want, like I said, please post on our page that who you think is going to win the Super Bowl, what the score is going to be. It'll be great because I will literally talk about it next week. I would love to do that. I know it's not a sports show. It's a comedy show, but I'm the only person here, so can't really do much comedy when you're by yourself. Let's see. It's the new year. A lot of things going on already, which I won't talk about on here, but at least we got some oil. I'm such a jerk. Anyways. Oh, thief. Anyway. But, yeah. Everybody stay safe out there. Don't catch the stomach bug because it's not fun. It's brutal. It's brutal. Just stay away from people. If you see them, like, hacking, choking, coughing, just be like, no, I'm good. Because I don't know if I caught everything from her, the stomach bug and the flu. I don't know if I caught it all at once. But if you see someone hacking and choking to death, get away from them. Because you're probably going to catch the stomach flu bug, whatever you want to call it. You don't want none of that. It's unpleasant. It was the worst. Sick for what? Jeez. 1, 2, 3, almost 12 days. Ugh. That was not fun. It felt like I got hit by a truck. And I've been hit by a few cars before, so. So I know what it feels like. Not a truck, but a minivan. That's fun. Wasn't pleasant, that's for sure. It just wasn't. But yeah, stay clear of people that are sick, man. Just don't go near them. Don't even look at them. You might just give it to you just by staring at you, and then they'll be like, man, I don't want to puke. Ew. But it's almost the second half. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about stuff. Yeah, I know you guys didn't get to see my AI intro. I didn't make it. Just too busy. Things on my mind, you know. Things going through my head. Just not focused or paying attention. Just I wasn't with it for a few days. So it is the way it is. It is what it is. That was stupid. So, what do we want to talk about? Wait, what's that saying? Well, I mean, any of you guys, the second half I'll talk about something else. I don't know if you guys watch it or you pay attention to it, but it's close. Two things. Yeah. So, I don't know. Okay. If you guys don't watch what I'm going to talk about next half, there's two things that if you guys don't watch either one of them, and I know there's a lot of people out there that love what I'm going to talk about, and there's both of them actually. There's tons of fans. Tons. Where it's like, yeah, you know, I love it, you know, whatever. And then you got some of the fans that are just like, oh, it's so stupid. It's dumb. Why do you watch this? Well, I usually say to make you ask stupid questions. But, you know. yeah. So, the dude that won the Tyler Street Arcade card, man, I know you played some games. Don't lie to us, because you were out here and you're telling me, oh, it's not for me. I don't believe you. I think you played some. If you can hear me, you know you did. You know you went there and was like, ooh, yeah, Pac-Man or something. You know it. I know you did. Don't lie. I know it. You had to have. Because there's not any way in the world that I would be able to walk into an arcade and not play a game. I'd have to play a game. Skeet ball, anything. Of course, if there's Pac-Man, definitely playing that. That's one of my faves. Yeah, so, you know, that's definitely what I would be doing. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yes, we're back. Well, I'm back. Anyways, as I was going to talk about the second half, I don't know if anyone watches wrestling, okay? But if no one's watched wrestling, if anyone's watched wrestling, or if no one's paid attention to it or hasn't watched it in years or whatever, John Cena retired, obviously. He retired. His last match, to me, was terrible. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I personally don't think he should have went out like that with a stupid tap out. Like, he was smiling when he did it. They're like, yeah, just tap out, bro. You're done. Why? Why would you let him lose on his last ever match to a guy that's just a jerk? Like, seriously. Like, there's no reason for that. Personally, I think he should have won. I think he should have beat him, beat the bejesus out of him. That would have been better. But it's like, come on, man. I didn't like it. I personally think it's a setup. The reason why I think it's a setup, and I don't mean him. Of course, the loss was a setup. That's obvious. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think it's a setup where he's going to come back and beat him because he constantly is running his mouth, stating that he made him tap out and, you know, swearing and saying a bad word and calling them names and stuff like that. But it's like, I just have a feeling that he's going to come back for one last match and he's going to beat Gunther. I just have that feeling. I have a feeling. I don't know what it is. I watch wrestling. But it's funny because I won't watch wrestling when it's live. I'll watch wrestling and fast forward everything until I want to watch the match I want to watch. I can't sit through some of the matches. Some of the matches are terrible. There's so many botches. Like, people are going to get killed. It's like I watched last Monday. There was a huge botch. And it's like, come on, man. If you guys do that, you've done this for years, and now all of a sudden you can't even do it properly. Like, there's so many botches in wrestling. Like, in the other wrestling, AEW, there's tons of botches. Like, tons. And they won best promotion of the year. Are you joking? I watch that too, and it's just as horrible. Yes, I've always loved my wrestling since I was a little kid, where I would go to the boys' club and watch, you know, Ivan Putski and, you know, the Polish Hammer, you know, and the Samoans, you know, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas, watching those guys, Bob Backlund. That was wrestling. Okay, I loved that wrestling back in the day. Like, the wrestling now is is okay. You got to remember, it's like baseball. You got you lose all the good players, and then you got all the good ones from, you know, they're younger coming up. You know, it's just the way it is, and people hate it. And I'm sure there's a lot of old folks, old timers like me, that miss the old wrestling. I miss it coming to the boys' club, man. That was amazing. When they came to the boys' club, I actually got to meet Triple H. He was super awesome guy, super nice guy. I got to meet the Ultimate Warrior. Who else? I shook Tony Atlas's hand. I met him. I met Andre the Giant. Shaking his hand was like shaking. It's like his hand was an entire Mack truck, and my hand was like a a Volkswagen Bug. Like, his hands were so huge. Like, he was a monster. Super nice guy, though. They were all nice guys. I don't know if you guys, any of you guys remember Hercules. He used to have the chain around his neck. He had it, like, wrapped around him. This dude hit me in the chest. I don't think he meant to do it. Like, he was, like, going like this, putting his arms out, and he was coming down the aisle. Hit me so hard in the chest, I thought I was going to die. I was a kid, man. That hurt. Like, that hurt. I was like, oh, God. Like, lost all my air. I was trying to breathe. And then I just laughed. I was like, that was awesome. I got beat up by Hercules. You know? How do you think that's exciting? You're as a kid. You get beat up by a wrestler. I got whooped. I loved it. That's what it should have made a shirt that says, I got whooped by a wrestler. But it's awesome. It was awesome when I was a kid back in the day. Like, I was always front row when I was at the Boys and Girls Club. Always front row. I was always sitting close enough to see the wrestlers. And it was great. Like, watching the Ultimate Warrior running around the ring, and I got to slap his hand. Yeah, you know, super excited. The only wrestler I never got to see live was Hulk Hogan. And it stunk. I never got to see Hulk Hogan live. Never. And it was kind of frustrating. I got to see all other big names, like I said, Andre, a few others, but Hulk Hogan I never got to see. I think he was too good for the Boys and Girls Club because he never showed up. He was never there. And if he was, I never got to see him. And if anybody did get to see Hulk Hogan at the Boys and Girls Club, congrats, because whenever that was there, I was always there, unless I was dying or sick or had something. I don't know. But anytime it was at the Boys and Girls Club, I was always there. Always. Yeah, but it's the one I never got to see was Hulk Hogan. God rest his soul. Who else? Who else did I never get to see? I've got to see most of the ones that are now. Of course, I've got to see Cody Rhodes, and I've gotten to see... I did get to see Dusty Rhodes. That was awesome. I didn't get to meet him or shake his hand or, you know, anything like that, but he was awesome. I liked him. I can't remember. The Polish Hammer I did get to meet, Ivan Putski. My dad loved him. My dad loved that guy. Who else was it? Tito Santana. Man, I am old. I need to stop talking. Like, holy moly. I know there's people out there listening to this going, wait, that guy, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yes, everybody remembers him. Who else? The Fabulous Moolah. She was a vicious woman. Vicious. Like, I remember sitting in the front row, and she came. I can't remember who she was wrestling. And I kept yelling, "You suck," to her. I kept saying it, and she was like, "You suck." She came over, yelled at me, at kid. Told me, "You suck." I was like, "You suck." I kept saying it to her, and she was like, kept pointing at me. I thought she was going to rip me over the railing and beat me up. I was like so terrified. I kept backing up. I was waiting. But she didn't. She didn't do anything. I never got to meet her, but I mean, that was the only interaction I really had with her. Man, I can't remember half the old wrestlers. Well, I mean, Shawn Michaels, I guess. I can't really consider that from the wrestling that I'm talking about. I can't. I mean, there was some good wrestlers back in the day. I mean, it's not like it. See, it's not like AEW. It's constantly bloody. Why do you need to have it bloody every single match? It just doesn't make any sense. Your value is not going to go higher because you have a bloody match. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I guess wrestling is more, I don't know. It's more, how do I say this? It's more, I guess the storylines aren't as good as they used to be. I mean, I'm not going to say it stinks that Vince McMahon's not there, but no, it's actually good that Vince McMahon's there, because every time I turned around, he was getting rid of people that I liked, like Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, and Why would you do that? Bray Wyatt, what are you, insane? That guy was the best of the best. One of my favorite wrestlers. This era, he's one of my favorite wrestlers. Yeah, he passed, but, you know, it was probably the worst day ever when I got that, when I seen that on Facebook that Bray Wyatt passed away. I was like, what? Like, no, come on. One of my favorite wrestlers, the guy could talk on a mic like, oh my God, like phenomenal. Loved it. It was great. I mean, I don't know if there's any wrestlers out there. If you guys can come up with any wrestling names that I didn't say, like back in the day, again, throw them on our page. I want to know who these guys are so I can just like, oh, hey, I remember that guy. Oh, hey, I remember that guy. I don't want to be like sitting here going, who the heck? I can't remember, you know? But anyways, the other thing I was going to talk about is I know there's a lot of people out there that love this sport. My dad was huge on this. Huge. Okay? Huge. NASCAR racing starts, I think, in February at Daytona. Now, I watched it with my dad when all the other racers were out there, like Richard Petty and Ricky Rudd and Mark Martin and all those guys, you know, all the good racing drivers. You got these racing drivers. I have been watching some of it. I watched some of it. I can't watch it anymore because it's turning into wrestling. Okay, you hit my car. Oh my God, I'm gonna come beat you up in the pit. Grow up. Like seriously, this generation, this racing, they're horrible. They're absolutely horrible. Like grow up. Like seriously. He bumped you. Oh no, it's the end of the world. I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't like this generation of racers. I don't like any of them. Okay. I don't even know any of them. I don't even know any of their names. Okay. None of them. Because that just proves to you that I don't care. Because that generation is terrible. Okay. If you could bring the generation back from the days of old, would eat these guys for breakfast. Okay. It's just so terrible that they act like little children, like their toys got taken away. Like so, like a mommy took their new toy away, so they go and blame somebody because you can't drive and you're terrible at it. It's like almost every single race somebody's fighting. Like, get over yourself. You're not that good, okay? You're not that great. You never were. You may have been great in the lower league, you know, but you're not. You're just fighting. I don't know. It just irks me because, yeah, don't get me wrong. There has been a few little tiffs here and there, but not as many as now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I have not watched, I had to say that twice. I haven't not watched a race where there are always somebody in the pit crew in the pits fighting. Like, are you serious? Throwing hands, man. Like, come on. This is racing. It's what happens. Rubbing is racing. Crying is for you to go home and get your little blankie and your binky and suck on that because you are such a baby. Like, come on. Seriously, dude. Grow up. Like, a lot of them are just whiners. Like, straight up whiners. And when they talk, they're like, Well, I was driving down the back straightaway, and he hit my car. Like, dude, I can't say it. I can't say it on the air, but it's ridiculous. Like, you need to stop. I like racing. I do. Yes, I loved it back in the day. Now, to me, I don't like it. Because of the, in my car. Yeah, it's God, good Lord, man. How old are you? 3? Like, I just want to tell some of these guys, you grow up. Like, seriously, come hit me, please. I dare you. But it's so childish, and it is literally like you're fighting over how do I explain this? Like, you're literally fighting over, I was in the crib first. Like, your brothers, and you're crying, I was here first. No, I was here first. No, I was here first. It's like bickering back and forth. Like, seriously, grow up. Like, oh my God, dude. Like, you're never going to amount to a Gordon or a Richard Petty or a Dale Earnhardt or a Dale Earnhardt or a Dale Earnhardt. You're not going to amount to any of that. You're never going to. Okay, that's just my opinion. But if you don't like my opinion, I don't care. But it's the truth, because none of them are going to act or be in that position because they don't act the part they should be acting. Because they act like kids, like little kids. Yeah, they're kids. They're kids to me because I'm older than they are, half of them. But okay, you're still an adult. Act like an adult, man. Come on, seriously, grow up. I just don't. It's frustrating to me that they have to act that way. You don't get your way, or somebody bumped you and wasn't trying to bump you and it was accidental. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say that half of these bumps are personal, but there's too many personal arguments and fights out there. Like too much hatred. Yes, there was hatred, a lot of hatred, like between Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt and, you know, Darrell Waltrip and a few others. But they didn't go into the pits after the race and start fist fighting every single time. They would yell at each other, yes, but they wouldn't fist fight. These people get bumped and they fist fight like little children in a playground. Oh my God. I have tried to watch NASCAR racing now. I can't. There's only a chosen few. The reason why I watch it is there's only a chosen few racers that I remember. Now, like Denny Hamlin, I remember him, okay? I can't. Like, they're such babies. You might as well get little babies. Okay, you get AI, get little babies and put them in little go-karts. Like Hot Wheels. And have them go around this little tiny track. Because that's exactly how they act. It's horrendous. I use that word twice today. It's pretty cool. I feel special. It is absolutely, positively, it is, in my opinion, I think that's going to be a downfall for NASCAR. If they don't wake up and say, okay, if you guys fight, you get fined. I think they do. I'm not sure. If they do, cool. If they don't, like it matters, you know, whatever. But they should be fined and suspended for like, 6 races. Seriously. You're never going to win if you act like that. None of you are never, like, none of them are going to be like the racers of old. None of them. Like Harry Gant. And none of them. I mean, a guy that came from dead last all the way to win a race, Harry Gant. I watched that entire race and it was so awesome. Watching a guy get put in last place. It was probably the coolest race I've ever watched in my life with my dad. Me and my dad were like, oh, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. He did it. It's, that is racing to me. He's not out there hitting people and bumping people. This is like bumper cars. NASCAR bumper cars, what they should call it. Bumper car, period. Just name it that. Not NASCAR, bumper car. Who remembers when it was Winston? NASCAR Winston or something like, what was it? I think it was something like that. Winston Championship. I don't know. Something. Whatever. Anyway. But it's just, it's not racing anymore. It's selfish, whiny, crybaby, I can't get my way racing. And if I don't get my way, I'm going to go into the pit and beat somebody up because that's more fun. I don't know. Yeah, I'm rambling about it, but because it aggravates me. Because when I watched it with my dad, I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed watching, you know, all the greats race, you know? Yeah, I hated Jeff Gordon, but I wouldn't have hated him as a person. He was a good racer, okay? Like, and it's weird because, like I said, I've tried to watch this version of NASCAR, and I can't. It doesn't catch me. The reason why it doesn't catch me is because of what I said. They're babies. They're just little babies. They don't want to race. They want to hit each other or go into the pits and throw water or whatever. Whatever they do. I get tired of that. I get tired of watching it. I think I've sat through one race. What happened? It was like 2-3 fights. I was just like, all right, this is stupid. Like, you're racing, man. It happens. You know, you're going to bump each other. Like, the constant just... I honestly think it's almost every single race where somebody is fighting. Like, I could watch ESPN, right? And they'll show, like, the highlights. I think that's the only time I'll literally sit there and watch is when they show highlights because I don't want to watch the race. And then what do they show? Two people or three people, possibly four people, fighting because somebody was nicked or bumped or scratched my car or you gently bumped me and now I'm angry because you put a mark on my vehicle, so now I have to fix it. Something. It's just, oh my God. Like, you just can't get away from it. You can't, man. I think the worst time in racing history was when Dale Earnhardt passed away on the racetrack. I literally watched that race. It was probably the worst moment for my dad because my dad was a huge Dale Earnhardt fan. Huge. And when he saw that, he was like, I don't want to watch racing anymore. Which was a lie because he watched it anyways. It wasn't the same, though. Like, it was literally not the same. Seeing number three out there. And I don't know why they gave Austin Dillon the number three. That number three should have been retired. That's my opinion. Dale Earnhardt's number should have never been raced ever again. Ever again. You retire jerseys. Why can't you retire a race car number? Like, seriously, you retire all these jerseys. You know, you got Yankees retiring jerseys, Red Sox retiring jerseys. You got all these teams retiring jerseys, basketball retires jerseys. Why can't you retire the number three? That was the probably biggest frustrating thing that NASCAR did, is they never retired that number. That number should have never, ever been run again. Ever. Well, let me guess, because they run out of numbers, so you can't, we don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't like the paint schemes on these cars anymore. I don't like them. I hate them. I liked them the way they were, where the number was right in the middle and the logos were everywhere. And now it's, the number is 9 feet away from the door and there's logos all over. It just looks dumb. I don't like it. I like the fact that they're running Camaros, though. I'm all right with that. I'm happy with that. That's awesome. Unfortunately. But I don't know. It's so frustrating. It's like, you guys got to seriously act like adults. Like, you're in your 20s and possibly 30s, for all I know. And you're fighting like little babies. Congratulations, you look stupid on TV. Like, come on. What is it? What? I wonder what the wives say, if any of them are even married. Like, what are you doing? Why did you hit him like that? You should have hit him with your left hand instead of your right. You know you got more strength. I wonder if they do that. Because they're no better. It's like, really? Seriously? I would love to get one of these NASCAR guys on the radio, on the air here. I would love it. Just so I can ask, why do you fight so much? That would be my first question. It wouldn't be, how many races have you won? Probably three. How many championships you won? None. Do you race or do you guys just like play demolition derby? Because that's basically what it's like to me. I would love to ask him that question, is why do you constantly fight a lot? What is the purpose of you fighting all the time on live TV? Is it to get some publicity or to get your TikTok account up? I don't know. I just don't get it. And if you guys like NASCAR, I'm not ripping it apart. I'm only ripping them apart because it's not the same racing what I watched. And some of you people that have been watching it for years know I'm telling the truth. And some of the people that have just started watching it, you have no idea. Go on YouTube and watch some of those races because absolutely phenomenal racing. Absolutely. Like, just so good. Like, some of them are just like side by side rubbing, boom, boom, just trying to win the race. Just so good. So good. Some of them are so good races. Such good races. Like, you got the ones that are, like, one lap to go, and then the guy that gets on the bottom, and the guy's on the top, and he just passes them, and they're just, like, neck and neck. I love that. That is the racing I like. This crybaby racing I can't deal with. I just can't. What could I name it? NASCAR? I don't know. But it's just got to stop. It's got to stop. It's... I'll guarantee... A lot of the old-timers that watched racing just get tired of it. You have to. You can't sit there and constantly watch people fight constantly or argue with each other, yell or throw things at you. Come on. Or they'll come up to the car and they'll punch you in the face when you're wearing a helmet. Who's dumb enough to punch you in the face wearing a helmet? You are an idiot. Okay, you're stupid. It's a good way to break your hand. Like, come on. Like, I don't get it. And then he waits for the guy to get out of the car. Come on, dude. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a jerk. I don't know. But I can't stand this NASCAR. I can't. I will try again, okay? I will promise all you people out there that watch NASCAR, I will try again to watch some racing. If I can't do it, I will let you know. Because it's just not racing anymore. Motocross, I can watch motocross all day long. It's not the same as when Damon Bradshaw was there. I love Damon Bradshaw, one of my favorite motocross racers. Kerry Hart, he was one of my favorites. But you know, I haven't actually watched motocross in a while, which is terrible because I don't ever know when it's on. It's just, I don't know. Well, anyways, some heartbreaking news from all you old people out there. I'm just kidding. If you're older than this, then it's heartbreaking. I'm older than it. It did not last me. 44 years of MTV has shut down. 44 years. That is terrible. I mean, it was great when it came on because they actually played music. And then it turned into this terrible generation where it was 16 and pregnant. And then some other dumb show. And then it just became shows. There was never music playing. Headbangers Ball, the best show on MTV. I don't care what anyone says. And then that disappeared. It's because nobody listens to music. Because nobody wants to watch videos. Why not? As I say, video killed the radio star, correct? But whatever. I think watching videos is great because some of them are just like, what's going on? Like, if you guys ever seen the Flock of Seagulls, that guy's hairdo, oh my Lord. It's downright scary, like super scary. But, excuse me, it's terrible. Like, MTV is now gone. There is no MTV. There's no MTV Music Awards. Those are gone. There's nothing. It's gone. It's bye-bye. I wonder if they still have VH1. I think VH1 still plays music. I'm not positive. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But that's probably why that lasted, because it plays music. MTV didn't play music. They did, and then they quit. And they signed off with their old, when their first ever sign on, they signed off with that, which I thought was awesome. If anybody got to see that, it's super sad. But, you know, it is what it is today.
But anyways, it is my time. I'm going to get out of here. Go do things. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do something. But yeah, thanks for listening to Chuck and Billy's Night, Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. You guys have a good night and have a good rest of your day.